It's very common that people are sleeping only 3, 4 hours a night, and they're like, yes, I want to sleep the whole night. I'm like, yes, this is like, it's not magic. I've seen miracles happen in 4 weeks.
Hello, and welcome to the Connect Podcast. This show is all about helping you connect to your soul's calling so you can take action on it. Because the sweetest success is a blend of discovering your purpose with the inner drive to bring it to life. I'm Sheila Botello, health coach, lifestyle entrepreneur, and mom of two, best known for my online wellness programs, mentoring, and self-love passion. Listen in for inspiring interviews, solo chats, and Q&A sessions that will move you past overwhelm towards what lights you up. Stop accepting good enough and go for your version of great in your health, business, and relationships. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to this live that is all about sleep. And I'm grateful to have with me today Monica LeBaron, who is an expert on sleep. She's a yoga therapist. You'll hear a little bit more about her background and what she does and the beautiful ways that she helps people with their sleep. And here she is now. We're going to let her in. And so if you've been suffering from challenging sleep, this is your girl. Hey, Monica, how are you?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing well. And I'm, you know, certainly bittersweet. I feel like the last few years, as our world's been going through so much, I'm always like on this bittersweet, like there's the joy and then there's the other side of things, right? And now just our world is going through more things, even as we speak over in Europe. And so, you know, I feel like I just recently posted about it. I feel like I can't just, you know, move ahead without actually acknowledging that, like verbally as well. And I realize that these are the things that often impact our sleep, right? Our minds get busy and we're thinking about all the things we want to do. We're trying to stay hopeful. We're trying to stay joyful. And yet we want to be mindful of the people around us and what they're experiencing. And so I know I encounter this a lot with the people that I work with as well. I'm sure you do too. But before we get into all the beautiful gifts that you can share to help people with their sleep, I would love for you to share what your background is and, you know, what brought you into this world of being a sleep expert.
Hi, everybody. My name is Monica LeBaron, and I was not always the sleep queen. Actually born and raised in Mexico in a small town. And after graduating, after working for a few years, I decided that I wanted to learn Chinese. So I saved money and moved to China. And getting into China brought me like all night, my nervous system. It was just like so out of my comfort zone. I grew up speaking English and Spanish, a bilingual community. And, you know, it was very, very easy. But Chinese, it was another language. I discovered that I was dyslexic. And, you know, all that like kind of got me so much out of my comfort zone. And it got me super stressed. I had a very stressful job, and being so far away from my family, it was just crazy, right? And then I moved again. I moved to Sweden. I moved back to China. Like, it was all, like, in 10 years, I did all these moves from countries, and that brought me to actually boom out. You know, like, I was crying all the time. I burned out. You know, I was visiting more doctors than I ever did. Like, I had one doctor on my agenda. I did not know what's going on with me. And eventually I had depression. First, I thought it was PMS. And then I was like, oh, no, this is anxiety. And then I was like, whoa, insomnia. Okay, depression. You know, so all those thoughts, all those things led me to the psychiatrist. And a good friend of mine introduced me to a yoga therapist, and I was like, ooh, free yoga classes, because my insurance was paying for it. And little did I know that 3 sessions after having this new modality to work on myself, I Love that. And I felt so, so good that I was like, I don't want to be just a yoga teacher. I want to be a yoga therapist. I want to do what she's doing, because it was so, so helpful for me. Not only I felt good, but I had to take ownership of my own health. And that's why I'm here. That's what I do, what I do.
Thank you for sharing that brief intro. It's so helpful for people to get an understanding of where you're from and what brought you into this work, that it wasn't just something that came out of the sky one day and all of a sudden, oh, I think I'll just get into yoga therapy. There was a reason for it. And I find that very often when it comes to when people who are working in the holistic health world, we want to help others once we have helped ourselves. We've come to a place where we realize, you know, oh, if I can't be the only one feeling this way. And if anyone watching and listening wants to hear the full story, I was so privileged to have Monica on the podcast a while ago. So you can go to episode 77 of the Connect with Sheila Botello podcast, and you can hear the full story. It's beautiful. I love the story. And I love how you followed your heart with your travels as well. And you know, you left for one reason and got so many other gifts amidst all of the struggle. Like, that always happens, right? There's gifts in the struggle, but things that were completely unexpected. So I'm curious to know, you know, I alluded to a few things earlier when we first got on, but what are some of the common challenges people come to you with their sleep? Like, what are they experiencing? And, you know, how long do they tend to work with you before they start noticing an improvement?
That's the juicy part. You know, it's not sleep. Well, it's just the tip of the iceberg. It's an indication that something else is going wrong. And one of the main difference with yoga therapy that is different from yoga is that we work with the five levels of the being. We work with the physical, mental, energetic, breath, wisdom, and bliss body. So what I do with my clients is that I have a first interview to kind of make an assessment, not kind of, we make an assessment and see what's going on. And first of all, create a goal, a realistic goal. It's very common that people are sleeping only 3-4 hours a night. And they're like, yes, I want to sleep the whole night. I'm like, yes, this is like, it's not magic. I've seen miracles happen in 4 weeks. I've seen people going from like, waking up 4 a.m. every day because of pain. And after one session, they're able to sleep until 6 a.m. So 2 extra hours in just one session. I've seen a client, my last client, she was wearing a CPAP machine, and the machine marks how much you sleep. It doesn't mean it's straight. You wake up, move, and, you know, and she was sleeping for 4 hours at night. And after 3 weeks, one session, she was sleeping 7. And
that's honestly, amazing.
And degree changes. That's the best part.
Yeah. Yeah. That's incredible. And I know so many women, like all through the ages, but especially it seems like as we approach midlife, there's this, you know, getting up at least once in the night to go to the bathroom or something, or just having lighter sleep. And I know based on our shifting, you know, our lowering of progesterone levels, it impacts our sleep, et cetera. So what would you say to those people who are like, it seems like they habitually wake up at least once a night. And so they're kind of waking up in between the first phase of sleep and the second phase of sleep. What would you say to them?
Actually, I had a client that she joined my Sleep Simplified program, and she was, she joined because she was kind of retiring from her job and had the time. And she's like, well, I don't have trouble falling asleep. I sleep well. I was like, I have the time to do it. It's been calling to me. I'll do it. And later on, she's like, there was so many other things going on. She would wake up like 3 or 4 times at night. Her problem was not falling asleep, but when she would wake up, it was harder for her to go back to sleep. And one of the things that I recommended to her is to, first of all, drink less water. Before bed, yes.
Yeah.
And dim the light. Either have a little small light in the bathroom, or if you can just wake up and go in the bathroom in dark, you can do that. And you know that turning on a light is just telling your body, hey, it's morning, wake up. So dimmer lights or candles or something that is not so strong, so your body can, and then you just go back to bed and just focus on falling asleep. I recommend a lot of mudras. I'm actually having a masterclass next week. So if you are looking for mudras, or hand gestures that you do with your body, I mean, hand gestures that you could do to either relax or lift your energy. And I have really cool ones for bedtime.
Wonderful. And actually, that was going to be my next question. How would you classify mudras? Are they hand gestures? That is what mudras are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. It could be the word mudra can be gesture or seal. There's another word that I don't remember right now, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why they're so powerful is because, well, one of the things, we have so many nerve endings, motor and sensory, in our hands, and they connect to our brain, they connect to our heart. And you know, it's when you do different fingers, they are doing different like all the chemical things in your brain, and that's why they're so powerful, but at the same time, they're so simple, and you can take them wherever you are. And if you have any issue with your hands, that you can put your hands together or something like that, just by working on imagining the gesture, it's really powerful as well.
Yeah, the mind-body connection, like you say, even if there is a mobility issue, just imagining it, envisioning it, the brain is incredibly powerful, what it will do. And yes, the nerve endings, it's very interesting because for many years, I've enjoyed occasionally going for reflexology. So my feet, right? Same thing, a lot of nerve endings, and there's the whole, mm-hmm. and everything's connected. It's like the stem, it's the root of our body kind of thing. And then I also got this little ring. I should have brought it with me, but it's like a little, it looks like a ring, but it's tight when you put it on your fingers. It's like a spring, and you roll it up and down, kind of just rolling it on each finger. And it activates certain nerves and things on each finger to massage, to kind of stimulate, which then helps the part of the body that it is connected to help heal, to help release tension. And I'm like, it's just so interesting. We don't think about it. We use these hands to do things, to write, to cook, to clean, to drive a car, to, you know, whatever the case, carry things. We don't realize there's like a hidden world within them. So that is really interesting. And actually, I would love for you to share, you know, how can people find out more about the masterclass on mudras and when it's happening and sign up for it, etc.
Thank you. Well, I'm putting it in the chat right now. So it's monicalibre.com, and then it's /mudras. So my name and mudras, my name, my last name in it. There you are.
Okay. So monicalibre.com/mudras. And when is this happening?
Tuesday, March 1st. Can you believe it's March already?
No, I can't.
March 1st, it's going to be 11 a.m. Mountain Time. So I think that's 1 p.m. Eastern. And it's online, Zoom call. It's just 1 hour. And if you can't join live, there will be a replay for 1 week, only 1 week.
Okay, excellent. And this is an Instagram Live right now, and I plan to also include it in a future podcast on one of my Q&A slots. So people who are hearing this on the podcast, it'll be past March 1st and maybe even past that 1 week time. So what is the next best thing people can do to connect with you and to learn how to work with you?
Yoga nidra. There's so many yoga words, right? Yoga nidra is the yoga of sleep, and 10 minutes of yoga nidra, it's a guided meditation. It's equal to 1 hour of rest. So if you can go to my website, monicalibre.com, you'll find it there. And you can download this 10-minute audio. So you can use it offline anytime you want. And it's honestly one of the best tools I got when I was struggling with insomnia. And I like it was meditation, yoga nidra, and journaling. Those are the top three. Of course, everything helped, but those for me were my top three. And I would use yoga nidra after coming from work, and I would just play it, put my timer for 1 hour, lay in the floor, put my feet on the couch, and I would just feel so rested and so nice afterwards. And I would play it at night to be able to fall asleep. And, you know, now I play it in the morning if I feel like I didn't get a good night's sleep and I still have like an hour or 20 minutes more. Like, I play it in the morning when I'm feeling tired. Like, it's my productivity hack, it's my sleep hack. And it's just so simple. You just have to play, press play, and you don't have to move. Of course, don't do it when you're driving, but but you know, you can do it in the couch, you can do it laying in bed, in your desk. It's very, very simple.
Yeah, it's so powerful too. And because it's something that has helped you, for you to share it with the people that you work with and for you to have it available for people, it's like it's a little piece of your journey that you're sharing. And it's such a gift. And I'm really grateful that you do the work that you do, because we all need better rest. I myself have been going to bed earlier. I've never been, well, I shouldn't say never. Since having kids, I've not often been a night owl. I used to be a night owl in my early 20s. Because I could be, right? I could stay up as late as I wanted. And I know I did get sick a lot under stressful circumstances. And I know my sleep was definitely part of that. But since having kids, I started going to bed earlier. But the last week, I've been headed to bed by 9 so that I can just get the sleep I need. And I wake up often before my alarm. And if I need, sometimes you just need extra rest. It's like fill in those gaps ahead of time, right? Like, there's always the opportunity there for us, because the evening, like, it's funny when I say to people, try and get up a little bit earlier in the morning if you're feeling like you need, you know, to do more for your self-care routine, and they think, oh, I don't know if I could do that. But going to bed a little bit earlier, like, it's like, okay, I will not do some of these other non-essential things in the evening. Like, some people, oh, you know, this show that I like to watch or whatever, because we can get so addicted to like a series or something that we're watching. And if you just kind of say, tonight, I'm just going to not do that, I'm going to go to bed instead, it becomes addictive in a different way, in a really, really healthy way. Like, my bed is calling me. I need to go to sleep. So it makes me feel so much better. And then you wake up much more refreshed earlier if you need to. And if you need the extra sleep, you sleep into your normal time. So you just naturally start to wake up earlier because you're getting that great sleep. Would you say the best sleep is, well, I shouldn't say the best sleep, but those different phases of sleep, the earlier you go to bed, you're getting that regenerative sleep, more of it, correct?
It depends on, like, there's so many things that depends. I like to work with the Ayurvedic clock. And Ayurveda says, like, around 10 p.m. to 2 p.m. is the fire time, is the time where your body is doing all the digestion. And so if you fall asleep or in that time, it's going to be harder for you to fall asleep. So earlier, and it's not exactly 10 p.m. because it depends on winter. It goes darker sooner, you know, so it's a little bit different. It's not like everything's set in stone, but if you and your schedule are telling you, I need to wake up earlier, just by doing 15 minutes, going to bed 15 minutes earlier, like maybe 15 minutes or 5 minutes earlier every week,
incrementally,
that you're going to be able to see and adapt. Like, for me, 8 hours is not enough. Like, I need 9 hours. I tell myself, yeah, 7 hours, and I do the math, and okay, by 8, and today I was just doing that in my journaling. I was like, no, to be realistic, I do need 9 hours. When I do my 9 hours, I do wake up and feel rested even before my alarm. Like, when was the last time, somebody listening, you woke up feeling rested and refreshed and energized and happy without an alarm, you know? And that's the ideally, Sheila, is to try to go with nature as much as possible. So if where you live, it gets darker earlier, well, bedtime would be better for you earlier. Mm-hmm. If it's impossible to tell somebody in Sweden to go to bed at 7 or 8 in the summer when,
right.
You know.
Oh yeah, you're so right. The seasonal thing I look at for myself as well. In the summer, I find I don't need as much rest as I do in the winter. And so it's like listening to your body. And I feel like each season, and I love to tell people just as a baseline to find out what is their best amount of sleep, is to say, go to bed, like take a weekend, and if you have a way of not having interrupted sleep, like if you have kids, see if you can like have the kids go to sleep over at grandma's house or, you know, a friend's house or something, and just have your bed to yourself just to really find out what is your baseline sleep. Go to bed and just see what time you naturally wake up and do that for a few days and then get that idea. Is it 8 hours? Is it 8.5? For me, the sweet spot seems to be like 8.5. But then if I'm, say, on the first week of my menstrual cycle, it's going to be more like 9, maybe even 9.5. And the key is giving yourself what you need. And then you will find that each phase of your cycle will get easier and easier if you're getting the sleep that you need. So I love this idea of looking at it seasonally as well. So that little exercise I said, maybe testing it in the spring, testing it in the fall, testing it in the winter and seeing, does it shift the amount of sleep you need? And then also the season of life you're in. Right? Mm-hmm. Like it's going to shift in your 20s. Yeah, I didn't need as much sleep in my 20s, even though I know I could have used more. I didn't need as much as I do now or as I did when I had kids, right? You just, it all depends on your focus of life and, you know, what you're spending your days doing. This is so mm-hmm. helpful. And I'm so looking forward to people learning about these mudras, this simple way of being able to relax themselves so they can get the regenerative benefits of good sleep. Thank you so much for being here with me today.
My pleasure. And thank you so much for all the work that you do. And honestly, since I've connected with you, I've learned so much. It's really good to have somebody that understands and spreads the word. And everybody, thank you so much for watching. Put in your comments if you have any questions, and I'll for sure come back and answer them.
Yes, we'll make sure this is going to be up live on my page at Sheila A. Botello. And so I'll make sure that I put in a little bit of detail and then you can put comments in there, and that post will be tagged to Monica so she will see. And Monica, I'm grateful for your work, and I have likewise learned so much from you. It is a blessing to be on this wellness journey with you.
Likewise.
Have a wonderful weekend. All the best to you.
You too.
Thank you so much for being here with me on the Connect podcast. If you like this episode, please share it with someone you think would enjoy it. Also, if you head over to iTunes to leave a review, I'd be so grateful. Let us know what your favorite parts were and what you'd like to hear more of. It will help us have a greater impact, elevating many more people to grow and succeed together. See you next time.